now is we're going to be talking about meditation, and we're going to be talking about a specific meditation kit that you can use at home, that you can use in your own, with your own guidance, with your own self-guided inspiration. And this is a real tool to use during meditation, and I'm very, very excited about this. Joining me now are three friends. They're three friends with very diverse backgrounds, but one common goal. And what we're going to be listening to right now is a wonderfully inspirational story of, if anybody has ever had a dream and they really wanted to take it to reality, these three women have done just that. And this is a wonderfully inspiring story of something that you all have probably thought of taking a dream and bringing it to reality. Well, these women have, and they've also got a wonderful friendship, I can tell. They have put together this easy-to-use tool that provides a pathway for people to meditate, for people to de-stress, to nurture and give to themselves. It's called the Seven Stones Meditation Kit. And I get a lot of questions on during callers during the show saying, you know, I get that meditation helps. I mean, it could help me heal my life, but I don't know how. I don't have the patience, or I can't sit and I think of too many other things and the mind chatter sets in and so forth. And this is such a great way to actually manifest meditation, to bring it into the body in a real way, in a very grounded, matter-of-fact way. These three women have great diverse backgrounds. They're moms, they're working women, they're women that are out there doing it, essentially. Amy D'Ambra is one of our guests. She is an independent business owner and a founding member of an organization called Kids on a Mission. And Kalina Falk is also joining us. She is a teacher and a healer who began teaching her students this self-guided meditation that basically inspired the Seven Stones Kit. And Barbara Lopatriello is also joining us, and she is a mom of three. And she was basically as surprised as you would be when she realized that she has the gift of channeling. And she leads groups in Park City, Utah, which I think is extremely brave, from her center there called the Expanding Heart. And some of the core elements of her work include trust and safety and change and love and self-expression and intuition and truth. And these are all the framework of the Seven Stones Meditation Kit. And joining us to share their story with us today, Amy, Kalina, and Barbara. Thanks, girls.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We're so happy to be here.
This is great.
It's just so exciting for us. It's been a very long journey for us, and it's been, as we've been growing, as we've been experiencing it, it's come to fruition within the Seven Stones Kit. How it started was we were working, the three of us, we were on vacation in Lake Arrowhead with our families, and we were working on a proposal for a ranch. We hadn't found a name yet, so we sent our kids to bed with the task of finding a name. In the morning, we brought them together, and we said, so did anybody come up with a name? And my 11-year-old son, Michael, he said, it's the Seventh Stone. We said, oh, that's interesting. Why the Seventh Stone? And he said, because it's magic.
And then, how neat.
Yeah,
oh,
wonderful.
That's really neat, yeah.
And then my 11-year-old niece, Katie, looked at me and said, well, yes, of course, there's seven stones. It'll be a journey. And then my daughter, Elise, said, yes, like different things that we need.
She's 11 and she said that.
All three of them were 11. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So Kalina got out her little laptop and started typing. And what's the first stone going to be? And what's the first step? And so we started designing this journey to happen on the land. That was our original intention, was to do it on the land. And we'd go from one step to the next, and we'd learn and we'd grow. So that's where it came from. And then we decided to do it in a garden. We thought, well, let's put it in a garden. And my sister Kathy, who was working a lot in New York, was saying, you know, I know a lot of people in New York who don't have a garden, so you need to condense it down, bring it into something smaller that people can actually use, give them the tools that they could bring into their homes to connect back into their bodies, to connect back to spirit, because really we are all given the tools. We have the tools inside of us to answer any question that we might have. If we just take a moment to breathe, feel our bodies, connect to the earth, and connect to spirit, connect to God, whatever it is for you, that you can hold, you hold the answers that you need. So we've been doing groups. We've had been leading women's groups, and the kits are now available for people to do at home.
And now, how did you actually go from that vision, the idea of starting, you know, the inspired name and all of that, to bringing it to this level? Kelena, do you want to comment on that?
Sure.
Great.
Basically, it's been about us aligning with spirit in ourselves and bringing that truth through us at every moment. And it's been such a lesson for me, and I think each of us, about the power of intention and clarity and how to bring that in and into a group, into a company, and create that in
wow.
truth with love.
What a beautiful intention. I mean, I think all businesses should be set up like that. First of all, you are obviously on the right path here because you are in alignment with this paradigm that we're in right now, with businesses that are created with pure good intentions of helping people. Bottom line. And I've seen it again and again when people are starting, they're changing from their current jobs that they've been in for 20 some odd years to creating their own entrepreneurial position and with the pure intention of helping people. And it's just blown up. It's been so successful. It's really awesome. And I've seen this again and again. And this is that exact example. This is such a wonderful, inspiring story for people that have been afraid to make that leap, that have a great idea that is clearly going to help people and are afraid to actually do it. Now, Amy, I think for some reason you've been instrumental in making bringing the thing into the kits and the whole thing. I think that might have been your job, yes?
Yeah, actually, what you're saying is so amazing because in my own job, I run my own business, and as I began to integrate the seven stones and to do it every day and to do a daily meditation and to set an intention, amazing things happened. And they were pure. And in a chaotic world that we live in, I think a lot of people, especially women, because that's the position that I am, but have, you know, a hard time remaining balanced.
In business especially.
But the beauty of it is that once you can become balanced yourself, that everybody around you becomes affected. So maybe a client that was difficult to deal with at one point, now you see the beauty in them and the blessing in them, and it now the blessing emerges. So it was just the daily meditation and the daily prayer. But what we did with the Seven Stones Kit, what I needed more than anybody here, my friends Kelena and Barbara, was I needed something I could do quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I needed something that within a half an hour could ground me. And within a half an hour, I could learn how to meditate. If you believe this one,
awesome.
Kelena and Barbara knew how to meditate. I didn't. I thought, okay, I know a little bit about chakras, but how do you really bring it
Great.
Into your body?
Yes.
How do you bring that feeling of divinity and just awaken your own spirit? How do you do that? And I heard about it. And so I said, we need some concrete stuff to really move this for me.
So I love that. So many people are going, yeah, me too.
I just needed help. I needed help. I needed some elements of the earth and some elements of the traditional sacred symbols. And so we encompassed that. We took, first of all, stones are in it. That's why it's called the seven stones. There is a stone that correlates with each chakra. And there is a map, a diagram in here. What is the chakra? Where is it located in your body? How is the energy moved from the earth to the heavens and through your body? And each rock is actually a mineral that correlates with that. So, of course, we have the first, second, third, all the way up. We also have essential oils that essential oils have always been used in tradition and in time. And all of these things have been time proof. And the essential oils were divinely inspired, the blends. They were through meditation and through prayer that the blends came out. And here, me again going, oh, what is that going to do? And the minute that you smell one, it grounds you. And it brings you right to that place and that point that you need to. So again, it's a tool for those of us that don't know how to get there on our own. And then we have the mandala, which, and again, there's seven different blends of the oils. But now we have a mandala. And what a mandala is... is it's a piece of art that's a circle. And one of them is the, if you ever are familiar with a labyrinth, but it's a circle of prayer. and it brings your focus. So now that you're visual, you have something to look at. So you have something to feel, something to smell, and now something to look at. So it really does kind of cut down on that chatter in your mind.
It does. It gives you something to focus on.
Yes.
I mean, I've heard meditation techniques that have worked for me in the past where someone has said, focus on the flicker of a candle in your meditation so that you can stop the mind noise and get that focus. And I've used that before. And that's great. And then it allows me to ground and, you know, get rid of the frantic energy that goes on during my day. And this is wonderful because it's something in your hands. It's something very tangible. We're sitting in here smelling the oils, by the way. Too bad this is radio because this is fun. I just want to mention this is what we're doing today for our fun drive is that these kits are available for a $75 pledge. And these are really wonderful. They're very simple, easy to use, guided meditation kits that can help you find answers that you seek. And they're using sacred stones and essential oils and a mandala, which is something really tangible and really kind of helps you. And what I do is I'm inviting you to call during this whole interview and just to give us a call and pick up one of these meditation kits. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's for a $75 pledge, and these are available today during the Aware Show only. Okay, these are not available in stores, in markets yet. This is a sneak preview here, and we'll tell you how to get a hold of them later. But during the Aware Show today, this is a special. This is a very good, wonderful special. And so pick up the phone and give us a call during the interview because what we're going to do now is we're going to go into the meditation kit. And these ladies have been wonderful enough to and brave enough to go through the first maybe 10 minutes of this meditation and explain the system and how to do it and so forth. And so you can get a feel of what it is that you're going to be getting by calling today for the pledge of $75. So continue keeping the phones ringing. They're ringing 818-985-KPFK and just do that so that I don't have to talk about it. All right. Okay, what is this meditation kit?
Okay, the seven stones is an active meditation. And
that's a good word for it.
Yeah,
active meditation, I like that.
Essentially how it works is we all have questions in our lives, and it works by centering oneself, just dropping in and connecting with the earth. And as you do this, you're just breathing deep into your belly. And you want to set an intention. It could be anything. It could be, I want clarity on a job situation. I'm seeking more abundance in my life. I'd like to have a better relationship with my mother. Whatever is bothering you most in this moment is usually the best intention to focus on.
That's a great idea.
So can we go ahead and just...
Absolutely. I'd like this because, again, the theme of this meditation kit is practicality. And yes, usually when you sit in meditation, you get overwhelmed by your big, huge life purposes and goals and where you're going. And focusing on the little issues that come up during your day and getting rid of those and releasing those are going to help you in the long run getting to those big purposes. And it's all intertwined anyway.
Right. Yeah. It's the baby steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Steps.
So my intention is to take the Aware Show to a national level so that more and more people on a national level can receive the healing messages that the people in Los Angeles are getting.
Okay, so in this moment, maybe all of us, since we're listening here, just connect with this intention. And go ahead and bring it into your body. You know, whatever you're doing right now, just take a moment because this is important.
Wow.
Okay, feel it and feel yourself divinely guided and supported that there's nothing we need to do. Just show up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and when you feel you have this intention in your hearts, and for all of us that are listening, because we do believe.
Deep breath. Wow, yeah. that was big.
We're ready for the first stone.
Okay.
Okay, and the first stone is trust.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And if you had a kit in front of you, what you would do is hold the stone in your left hand.
You know, this is in the shape of a heart, this stone. Just happens to be in the shape of a heart. It's interesting.
It's your stone.
It's a natural stone, but that's great. That's great. Wow.
Yeah, this stone is red jasper. And this helps people to connect to element of the earth. Okay, and then what you want to do is focus on your root chakra, which would be right at the base of your spine. And as you do this, we're going to go ahead and think of the color red. And just see red swirling around in a clockwise motion at this area in your body. And just let that color come in and just move any blockages, any negativity that's held there. And you can just go ahead and just visualize releasing it and seeing it go into the earth.
This is totally about trust. That is great. Yeah.
And we're going to take another step now, which works with bringing in the element of sound. And so the sound for the first stone is an O sound. It's a deep tone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe all of us here will just go ahead and give you an idea of what this may sound like. I'll start it, and then we can all just follow in. Doing a tone. And when you do this tone, feel the vibration in that area of your body. Okay, it's an O, and let's go ahead and do it. O.
I could actually even hear that sound before you did it. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Okay, you'll feel this begin to move things mm-hmm. in your body. Okay, as you do this, connect in your body and feel, were you holding any tightness or tension?
Mm-hmm. In my upper chest between two shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah. So just go ahead and breathe into that area.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, just breathe right into it and just release it. Saying out loud, I trust.
I trust. I trust.
Okay, notice how your body feels right now. As you connect with these words and connect with Source, I trust.
This is really a great experience to do on the air because I'm going to leave my body for a second. Wow. Wow, how relaxing.
Okay, so just continuing in. Now, when you feel like you've released any blockages, the next thing is you want to connect with something that you've accomplished that you feel good about. Whatever thought pops in right now, just go ahead and say it.
I feel confident about accomplishing this radio show.
Good.
It's been a beautiful gift.
Good. Oh, that's great.
To everyone, yes, and me included.
Okay, and now just saying out loud, I trust.
I trust.
I trust. And at this point, if you were sitting by yourself using the kits or in a group, you would take the stone and place it on the red key of the mandala. The mandala actually works with energy movement and color.
This is so incredibly powerful because I'm not just doing it with you, the three of us in this room. I'm doing it with everybody who's listening. And the energy inside my body is absolutely intense. I mean, that's enthusiasm. Wow. That's really incredible. It's a feeling of complete and total bliss. It's bliss. It's just blissed out. If you were a spinner dolphin, that's how you'd feel. Do you feel that's intense?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Woo! Anyway. Where were we?
I wanted to take you on to the next stone. And then I think that would be enough just to give your listeners a taste of what the seven stones is.
Okay.
Okay, the next stone is safety.
Wow. Okay.
So go ahead and inhale the scent.
I'm smelling the essential oil of?
Safety.
Safety.
And which is a blend. It's a blend that has several different essential oils in it that really work at helping to clear and awaken the second chakra area of the body, which deals a lot with balancing the masculine and feminine energy and getting in touch with our sexuality and releasing those blockages that many of us hold there.
Yeah, it's very sweet. To me, it's a sweet scent. It's a scent. It's a scent that you could feel a lot of heart chakra energy from, a lot of love from. Mm-hmm. And that's oils smell differently to different people. They're very individual, and that's my experience of this. Wonderful.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, and the location here in the body is just about 2 inches below your navel center. Okay, the color here is orange, and the element is water. So as you're going into your meditation, you think of these different elements and bring them in. You can actually even visualize water coming into your body at different times when you feel blocked or something. You just need to release something. Because the earth is really here to support us and the elements can help us shift negative energy and bring us back into balance. So the sound here is ooh. So we'll go ahead and do this tone again, just visualizing the color orange right at your second chakra, 2 inches below your navel, holding your intention in your heart, in your mind's eye. Connect with that intention, all of us. Let's go ahead and do that right now. And tone the sound ooh. Ooh. Good.
That was intense. That was really beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Now visualize yourself near water right now, on or near water. And just take 3 deep breaths right into your belly, affirming and saying out loud, I am safe.
I am safe. I just visualized this lake, which the reason I liked the lake as opposed to the ocean was because it was surrounded with mountains. And within this context, I felt safe. The ocean is a little too expansive with a little too unknown qualities in it. But the lake was beautiful and very safe, surrounded by hills and the power of the mountains and nature.
Oh, great.
That was the exact visual I got. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I'm just telling you that people are still calling during this entire thing. That I just want to give the phone number 818-985-KPFK. Just keep your calls coming in for the fun drive. I'm sorry to insert that in there, but you guys are still getting it. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And so moving on, oftentimes to find what it is that's blocking us from that which we seek, we need to look at the opposite of it. So right now, Lisa, just see if you can find your resistance.
That was interesting. Yeah, it's that I don't feel like I should, quote, make money doing something spiritual.
Okay, good.
That
perfect,
was,
perfect, perfect.
Right.
Okay, so right there, just drop in deeper into your body and just feel it in your body.
Uh-huh.
And go into the resistance right now in your body. If you can't even just close your eyes, I know you're on the air. But just drop in and feel the resistance. Okay, so see if you can embrace that resistance. Instead of pushing it away, which so often we want to do, embrace it.
This is so great because I know so many people feel the same thing, that there's no permission to, it's a universal feeling, to make money doing God's work or doing your truth. And it's a fallacy and it's a myth, and I'm totally ready to get rid of it. Absolutely ready to get rid of it. Matching pictures in the room here, huh? Everybody's crying.
This is great. We had a few tears. We got to clean it.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And so just feeling that resistance. Okay, loving the resistance. I love my resistance. You know, I love my fear.
Mm-hmm.
And dropping in deeper into that love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready to release it, just feel yourself totally surrounded by unconditional love.
You know what just happened is the radio station just got a huge healing from that. There's been a lot of resistance at the station with KPFK, and there's a lot of energies got lifted off of that. Nice. KPFK needs a healing. It does, and we're getting it. I don't think that this has been done before on these airwaves. So thanks for facilitating. Anybody out there who's listening that is willing and available to give KPFK a healing, this is a great time to do it. And to just have your intention of love and support and healing and forgiveness. Great time to do that. Wow. Thanks, guys. Whew. This is what we're doing today. This is what we're doing on the Aware Show today. Wow. That I'm going to just hold the space for a while here because it's a really powerful space. This is a really very, very intense feeling. Not only am I talking about something that, I have envisioned for a long time with bringing messages of healing to the airwaves and connecting on that level with everybody who's had these thoughts and had these deep feelings and experiences in their bodies but never had anybody to talk to about it. This is why I'm doing this, and this is what's happening. This is very, very powerful. Wow. This is incredible. Beto, hi. What do you feel about
good
all this?
Good to be with you. The vibe is really strong, and folks are calling. They like to get this, actually, as a gift to themselves.
People have already, about 10 people have already called and gotten kits, these meditation kits, because they understand the power of this. How we have never quite done this much of it. It's mass communication. That's the purpose of radio, of bringing this information to the airwaves and getting all of this out. This is so great, Veta. This is really why this is all happening. You know, I wouldn't normally do a show like this during the fun drive, but these women have some incredible mock-up here, some incredible goal to have gotten this on into my hands. Somehow it just dropped into my lap. So a listener called them and said, and had experience with this meditation kit. A listener called Amy and said, Amy, you really got to get a hold of the Aware Show, and you need to get this on the Aware Show. And I opened this up. You guys sent it to me. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. This is really neat. You know, I get lots of things sent. And these are really, this caught my attention because there are three little boxes, and they stack on top of each other, and they're in a pyramid shape. And the boxes are covered with this beautiful tapestry that is this kind of iridescent tapestry. And in the top box are these beautiful stones. In the second box are these essential oils stuck in this little foam thing. And then the third box is the larger box, and it has the mandala, and it's this map. And there are also cards that give you the steps to go through these seven steps. And let me see some of the cards if you can. Step three is change. Step four is love. Step five is self-expression. I skipped step one, which is trust, people. Step six is intuition. What did I just drop? I just dropped self-expression. Step seven is truth. That's interesting. You guys are onto something here. You are onto something here. And this is a really wonderful, I can see how you got it this far. Congratulations, I must tell you, is that you've done a really great job. There's some, you know, these women are really incredible too, because they come from an everyday walking life, moms, business owners, teachers, brought together these talents for this one common goal. And the energy is going all the way through the tips of my fingers right now. That's pretty intense. But anybody who's listening to the show is getting a huge healing, mm-hmm. as I'm experiencing here in the studio. And be a part of this. Grab one of these kits. Pick up one of these kits. If you've never pledged to KPFK before, this is the time. This is the time to do that, because right now during the Aware Show, there's only two lines open. So see if you can try and get in. During the Aware Show, these kits are available. This is the first time they've been introduced on a mass market level. They are not in stores yet. And this is our special gift to you. This is our special gift to you for listening to this show, for listening to the station. Our healing is being given to you as well. Well, this is really interesting. This mandala that's in the last box, the chart, you point in a specific direction, yes?
Well, no, actually, but the mandala, you can point anywhere.
Okay.
Just as long as you're sitting in front of it. But there is, each color is directed with each chakra, so you need to set it in a certain direction. What you're looking at is the Seven Stones Walk, which is part of our intuition, our inner wisdom. And part of one of the beauty of the kit is, as you ask a question, you surrender, and then you ask for help. And so when you ask for help from spirit or from God, this helps you, because you walk you actually walk around this, and depending on what direction you land in, then it gives you some inner guidance.
Wow. So walking in north is personal growth. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Like, as you walk around it, depending on where you stop, as you walk around this particular card, you face this facing north.
Oh, I see. There's a big N on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, each direction means something. So you ask for help, like, what is it that I need to know right now in my life? And you bring your intention or your question into your body, and you ask for help, and you walk around, and at wherever you stop, wherever you feel guided to stop, and it's amazing because it works every time. You'll actually hear it. You'll feel it where you're supposed to stop, and then you look down, you go, oh, of course. And then it'll give you, this is a tool to give you guidance, maybe a different perspective as to what you're working on right now in that moment.
So if you stop on the west end, which is transformation and change, you'll see what you're looking for. You need to change.
Exactly.
Stop doing what
exactly.
you're doing. Really interesting. There, the wonderful thing about the particular meditation kit is that, say, rarely do we have the time to stop and just to be, because the problem, whatever it is that we're working on, gets us into a tailspin and the energy gets really frenetic and you don't really even, you get kind of brainwashed by the energy and you don't stop. And if you have something physical and tangible in a little, maybe this would be a great thing to set up in a little altar in your house, right, too, if you have a little mm-hmm. sacred space in your house, even a corner of a room, this is a great way to get you started. To just jumpstart you and to set it all up. If you're incredibly stuck and you're really going, oh God, I can't move through this problem or this energy or whatever it is.
Exactly.
To start here and to see where it leads you, and just to be open to that. And I'm just to let you know, if you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Barbara Lopetrello, with Kelina Falk and Amy D'Ambra, and these are the three women who have been divinely inspired to start this Seven Stones Meditation Kit. And it's a really wonderfully balanced, very very clear intention has been set by these three women in their goals to do this particular kit. And it comes through very clearly, very clearly.
It seems like women, especially these days, are finding their voice. Mm. Or they're searching for their voice. Mm-hmm. I have so many women come to us. I do an ongoing women's group in Park City, and it just seems like as they go through their everyday life, they know that they're missing something, and they're not quite sure what. And so many people go out to try and find it somewhere else. If we just take one moment to just stop and to breathe and to feel our bodies, you know, if that's just the one thing that we can actually give to people, is how to feel, come into your bodies and feel, and then connect to spirit, and anything is possible, doorways open.
You know, what's also really interesting is the steps. And as Kelina had taken me through, this first step was on trust. And there's a stone related to trust, there's an essential oil related to trust, and there's a place to put it on the mandala. And then the second step is safety. And then there's a stone, there's a meditation, I mean, there's the essential oil, and then there's the place to step to put it on the map. And so then what you do, and change is the third step, and this is really neat. So what you do is you kind of guided me through it, and you helped me, you know, recognize some of the visuals that were coming up in my mind. Do you recommend to stop? And if you're doing this yourself at home and you take this stone in your hand symbolizing change, do you recommend to stop and to visualize what pictures come up for you for change?
Yeah, exactly. It is best to go through the whole kit, the Seven Stones meditation once, and then after you've gone through it once or a couple times, you may want to just, maybe you only have 10 minutes. You can just sit down and ask, what is it I need to know today? Or set a particular intention and just draw a stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then work with that stone throughout the day. So maybe you draw the stone for change, which is yellow. It's a citrine stone. You might just carry that with you in the day and just focusing on change and use the stone to really support you through the day.
Hmm. And then there's an essential oil that, of course, you can stimulate the senses.
Right, yes.
It stimulates the senses of change.
Yeah.
Explain that one.
The oil blends are really beautiful, and we spend a lot of time in meditation with these blends. I can't tell you specifically what the oils are that go into each blend, but with change, it works at empowerment, opening yourself up for empowerment, releasing negativity from the body.
And being brave enough to make the change.
Being brave enough to make the change, exactly, exactly.
That's what it is about. Hmm.
Yeah, in the step of change, it's really about aligning with my intention. Aligning with my intention and speaking and living and feeling from the place of I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, with the show, you had your intention of...
Bringing it to a national level.
Bringing it to a national level. We skipped a little bit there on the second stone, but it's okay. When you're working with this, with change, you want to actually drop into I am.
Oh, right. I am on a national level.
Right.
Can we do that with the fund drive?
We can.
I am bringing in $5,000 for the hour of an hour and a half for the Aware Show. We're halfway there, people. we've brought in about $3,000 in this last hour and a half or hour and 15 minutes, and we have 15 minutes left of the show.
We can do that. Is it okay to go back a bit to the second stone? We missed the ending of it, which is very important. Mm-hmm. So just drop back in, and let's all of us do it right now.
Okay, go.
Drop back in to that place in your body, feeling safe. Mm-hmm. I am safe to feel. Just really connect with that, okay? Feel your resistance once again. We didn't really have an opportunity to clear that. So see if you, just for this moment, and just trusting and knowing that we can move through this if we embrace it with love. It really is about love. No matter what fear comes up for us, no matter what a resistance, if we address it with love and we bring love through that resistance, we can heal anything. Mm-hmm. So with this intention, right now, surround yourselves, all of us, in unconditional love. And just feel that love in your body. You know, you may be connecting with an animal, or maybe it's a sacred space somewhere out in nature. Maybe it's the love for a child or the love of your parents. Just feel yourself totally embraced in the arms of unconditional love and receive that into your body. Let it come in. Let it come in. Let it come in through your hands. Let it come in through your crown. Let it come up from the earth. Okay, and as you bring this in, feeling this love, when you're ready to really release the resistance, let's just all do it together. Let's all release our fear and our resistance right now in this moment for whatever it is that we need, our intention is. Just bring in some water. Bring in the element of water. Water is love. Bring it in. Let it come in right through the top of your head and come all the way down your body. And just become water. You know, these elements are gifts for us. Let it go through. And as you do this, seeing it go into the earth, you've released the resistance and you're ready to step through your doorway for change. In your mind's eye right now, create your doorway, your sacred doorway, whatever it looks like. It could be a rainbow. It could be a golden archway. Whatever that visual is for you, just step through the doorway, and let's each of us right now step through our doorway, knowing that we're walking towards our intention in alignment with Source, in alignment with our body, our mind, and our spirit. And when you're ready, the affirmation here is just to say out loud, I am safe to feel.
I am safe to feel, and my intention right now is on the fun drive, is on the KPFK fun drive, and that's what I was just thinking of in that particular moment. And so I'm trying to find a way to invite the listener in, and without making this a selly space. I really don't want to change the energy. I want to keep the energy in a clear space here and ask people to call. Ask people to call and pledge their support to the Aware Show during this particular time at KPFK. They need your support now more than ever, and this is a great time to pick up the phone and call. And not only will you pledge your support to the station, and again, with my intention, I don't want to change the energy at all to a selling space. I want to tell you that in pledging your support to KPFK, you will be getting an incredible gift for yourself, which is the true meaning of this. Giving is receiving anyway. But in this case, you get a wonderful gift back, and you get this meditation kit that we're talking about, the Seven Stones Meditation Kit. And this is one of the greatest things that you can get back from, especially in your space of giving, is this kit that these three women who are in the studio have put together out of love, out of a space of truth, have a very clear intention. This is a really wonderful, wonderful gift.